First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. From Paul Carver's Peace Corps days in Samoa, a story emerges.
This is pretty horrible. In the 80s, my wife and I worked in Samoa as teachers. At that time, we met Dr. Asad Sadikovich, his wife, and two kids. Asad was 6 feet tall, hilarious, outgoing, a humanist, a moderate, and the life of the parties. Asad was an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He was originally from Yugoslavia and smoked like a chimney. One time, we took a jungle expedition together, found a pool of water, and everyone except my wife Mira jumped in. She couldn't swim. Asad kindly encouraged her in the water. Mira, you must learn for to swim. Someday you will be mother and you will teach your child. Eventually Asad and his family went their way and we went ours. Over the years I tried to track him down. No luck, but last month I found him. In 1992 he was arrested by the Serbian military in his hometown hospital in Prejedok, taken to Omarska concentration camp. While there, he attended to the needs of his fellow Bosnian tortured inmates, administering assistance when he could, even braiding victims' hair together to close head wounds as he was denied stitching thread. His many incredible deeds are listed time and time again in the United Nations International Criminal Tribunal transcripts. On or about August 5th, Asad was taken out and executed. His body was found in one of the 70 mass graves near Omarska. I am sorry it took me 17 years to find you, but your name and good deeds will live on. Asad, Mira learned to swim. I'm Paul Carr.
Paul Carr is a teacher and writer. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Laurie Korn and Matilda Rendt.